Hackenberger is chatting to Louisa Trieger about her new novel called The Paris Muse. This isn't the first time that this novel's been chatted about. In our Publisher's Choice show 2 weeks ago, one of the publishers discussed it, and we got into it in quite a lot of depth. So I was quite pleased when Beryl asked if she could interview the author, which is very exciting for us. Louisa Trieger lives in the UK. She has some ties to South Africa, so she's regularly back here. And she kindly comes to South Africa and launches her books here every time she brings out a new book. I can tell you that The Paris Muse is already a massive bestseller overseas, and I'm sure it's a huge seller in South Africa too. This book was on all the summer to read lists in the UK. There's been a lot of press about it. It's about Picasso's muse, who was the Weeping Woman, but she was also an artist in her own right. So this is kind of historical fiction. Historical fiction is a genre that has seen a huge upswing in the last couple of years. Sales have rocketed. People are really interested in this kind of thing. And it's so interesting. The authors do so much research. These books are almost nonfiction. The authors do so much research into the life and times of these people, and then they embroider what they don't know. So it kind of definitely verges on a borderline between fiction and nonfiction that I think a lot of readers find really interesting. And so, as I mentioned, this book has been a massive bestseller. In fact, what caught my eye about this book, and I mentioned this in our last show, is that it was launched at Hatchard's in Piccadilly in London, which is one of, I think it's the oldest bookstore in London. It was founded in the 18th century, and it's really a very special place to go. I was there earlier in the year, and I just walked around and around touching all the books. It was very special to be there. It's also the bookstore that's been appointed for royalty, so you can't really go wrong. If a book's launched there, you know it's got to be good. So let me hand over to Beryl Eichenberger, who's chatting to Louisa Trieger about The Paris Muse. I wish they'd chatted longer. I would have liked to have heard the next four questions that Beryl asked her, but unfortunately, we only have so much time because we have so many books. Welcome to the show, Louisa Trieger. Thank you so much for coming and joining us.
Best-selling UK author Louisa Trieger writes about women in history. Women who are boundary-breaking, colourful and unconventional, who reject the submissive role women were expected to play. Their stories have sometimes been overlooked, yet provide another perspective of a time or famous person. In her fictionalised novels, she provides a legacy for the women who should be remembered for the part they played. Her novels pulse with atmosphere, tensions, laughs, and the life of their time. In The Paris Muse, she speaks to the greatest love affair in art history, that of Dora Maar and Pablo Picasso. It's a passionate story, but let's speak to Louisa for more on this profoundly compassionate and vivid new novel. Hi, Louisa.
Hello, Beryl.
Very warm welcome to FMR Book Choice. And I was fascinated by this novel. It's a complicated and tumultuous story, but I have to admit I had never heard of Dora Maar. I remember Francoise Gillot as the mistress. So what drew you to Dora Maar?
It was her black and white images. And the Tate Modern in the UK did a retrospective of her work in late 2019 and 2020. And these images just grabbed me and would not let go. They are radical, fantastical. She has a gift for imbuing the everyday with an uncanniness that is both disturbing and absolutely enthralling. Mm-hmm. I did a bit more research on her and discovered she was also a painter, poet, and a radical left-wing activist. She's probably most famous for being Picasso's weeping woman, his muse and his lover, but her identity extends far beyond this, and I felt I had to bring her story to light.
Well, I think that you have brought her to light so vividly. And, I mean, the cover of the book is a self-portrait of her. And
That's right.
I found that also very mesmerising because she is so pensive, sad, and yet there is something about her that draws you into the book. I'd also looked at that retrospective at the Tate. Well, I didn't see it at the Tate Modern, but I saw the information about her when I was sort of Googling her, as one does. But as we open the book, you've got a wonderful prologue which really sets the scene. Do you want to talk about that?
Yes, of course. Well, my first line is, why should one always, the beginning, I'm going to tell you about the end. And it shows Dora, you know, quite late in her life. And she gets a phone call from a man who wants to buy one of Picasso's paintings. Picasso gifted her a lot of paintings, and from time to time she had to sell one to survive. And Dora, you know, wants to sell this man one of her own works, and he's really not interested. He pushes on and on, aren't you Picasso's weeping women? And, you know, those portraits are his best work. And she's fuming by the end of the conversation. And it makes her think, you know, Picasso's last rotten trick was to curse me with the name weeping woman, but I was an artist, not a muse. That was her theme, you know, during the whole relationship. She was an artist in her own right. She was so much more than Picasso's muse. And my prologue ends with her deciding to tell her own story.
Which is extraordinary. I mean, I'm intrigued by how much you had to fictionalize it, because there is such a depth of description. And you write with enormous empathy for her. I mean, Picasso undermined her, as he undermined all of his lovers and took credit for their work and everything else. He always had to be center stage. But
exactly.
She comes across as this very unconventional woman, very ahead of her time. Did you relate to her experiences?
I mean, totally. It's, you know, been one of my themes during my life, trying to make my voice heard and, you know, being recognized for my work. I had a very powerful mother and then a very powerful husband. So, you know, I totally relate to that sort of power imbalance.
Yeah.
And trying to write it. And, you know, I think most women have had a relationship or three with a narcissistic man who, you know, is the most charismatic and charming person you've ever met, and then slowly chips away at your confidence and your sense of self.
Oh, yes. Know about that one as well. I mean, her mother was very needy. Her father had the name Markovitch, which is why she changed her name as well. And when she finally went to Paris to study, she was a bit of a sorceress, wasn't she? With her first love affair as well. It was sort of quite a dangerous liaison.
She had a dark side.
Very dark side.
Transgressive. She was highly strung. She was pretty neurotic. And actually, Picasso had a dark side too. So I feel like it was their dark sides that drew them together as much as, you know, looks, talent, all the rest of it.
I mean, it's about surrealism, and I felt that there were some scenes that were surreal. I mean, there is that feeling of surrealism throughout the book. And Picasso was her nemesis. That's how I saw it. They drew off each other, they fed off each other, but she came off the worst. I know, she was destroyed at the end. And what makes me really upset is we're going to have to finish now.
I could carry on talking to you all day, Beryl. Thank you for having me.
Absolute pleasure. And I look forward to seeing you when you are in South Africa. The book is The Paris Muse. It's by Louisa Traeger and it's published by Bloomsbury. Thank you so much, Louisa.
Thanks for having me. I had a wonderful time chatting.
So that was super interesting. Thank you, Louisa Traeger. I am definitely looking forward to reading The Paris Muse. So I can also tell you that Louisa Traeger is going to be right here in Cape Town and in Johannesburg launching her book. She will be here. I hope it's not too late for you. She'll be here on the 17th of September, which is today. She's going to be launching this book tonight at Exclusive Books at the V&A Waterfront at 6 for $6.30. So if this interview has whet your appetite at all, then just Google it and find out where else she's going to be. I think she's going to be in Stellenbosch as well, and she'll be in a couple of other locations around the country launching The Paris Muse. And she's really interesting to listen to.